This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, this is me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all you need to know for trade ahead of Friday's session. Well, to start things off, the global markets, the US markets bounced back after 2 days of decline. So that will come as a bit of a relief as the SGX Nifty indicates a positive start after what we've seen in terms of the market, 4 days of consecutive losses. In just the last 4 days, the Nifty's lost around 2.5%, while the Nifty Bank has been a key underperformer, down about 5.3%. Now, you can call it global cues, domestic fears or whatever, but the one data point that stands out is the FII selling. In just the last four trading sessions, the FIIs have pulled out around 2,800 crores from our cash markets. Yesterday's selling was around 811 crores. But to gain some or to pluck on some straws, the good part is the Nifty is maintaining its lows. Over the last two trading sessions, the Nifty has held on to the lows of around 11,250. And that's an important mark because 11,250 is where the 200-day moving average is placed as well. So suffice to say that majority of the street is hoping for the Nifty to be between that range of 11,250 to 11,400. And primarily that's because the 100-day moving average comes in at 11,400. And that's where most of the F&O guys have put in their bets as well. 11,200 put and 11,400 call have been most active. If there is a breakout from this range, there could be case for some sharp short covering, primarily because the FII, their long exposure in index futures is just 34%. The key cue today will be the outcome of the RBI monetary policy meet, where the street expects a 25 basis points rate cut. But more than the rate action, the street will be watching out for their commentary, especially on the health of the banking sector. While the Nifty could take support at the 200-day moving average of 11,250, the Nifty Bank could find some resistance at the 200-day moving average of 28,800, which is 400 points away from where we are right now. In terms of stocks to watch out for, we'll have Yes Bank, which notched the biggest intraday gain ever in yesterday's trading session, about a 33% move there. So any follow-up is something that the street will be keeping an eye out on. HDFC Limited, they've given us their second quarter update. Their net profit has seen a bump up on account of a dividend that they've received from HDFC Bank, and at the same time, the stake sale that came in from Gru Finance. Indian Hotels, that's the stock we'll be watching out for. They've announced a partnership with AB InBev to launch 15 microbreweries in India. Talking about liquidity, we have Magma FinCorp. They've given us the liquidity position to the exchanges. They have around 1,800 crores in terms of liquidity cushion, as against repayments of just around 650 crores till March 2020. Himmat Singh said, a textile company not very often spoken about, but they have started commercial production at their new greenfield terry towel plant in Karnataka. 25,000 tons per annum is the capacity. InfoEdge, that stock's been a strong outperformer over the last couple of months. In fact, this year itself, and now there is some more money coming into its key subsidiary, which is Zomato and Financial. We understand from reports will invest in Zomato for a valuation of $3 billion. And finally, Manpasand Beverages, not so much important from a stock price perspective, but just from a news perspective. Third auditor has resigned in just the last 2 years, so not good news coming in for Manpasand Beverages. With that, this is a wrap on CNBCTV18.com's Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.